Don Day Extension Associate Energy.
All right. Well, Mr. Don, the University of Missouri is offering educational programs right now throughout the state for energy efficiency and alternative energy for many different areas. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Well, we've adapted some material for Missouri conditions and will be using that to teach people how they can reduce energy use in their homes and on their farms. Can involve many things like weatherizing homes and making simple repairs to more extensive things. Another part of the material is that we have material on solar, wind, and other alternative energy sources. So some of our programs will involve alternative energy.
Very good. All right. Now, when we're talking about energy efficiency and alternatives, what sort of impact can citizens expect to see this have on their energy levels?
Well, it all depends on what their current energy use is. Some people may have already made some changes. I think that if a home hasn't been weatherized and updated, that we could safely say that you could save 20 to 30% of the energy use you have now by implementing some of the practices that we'll talk about.
Very good. Now, you said this is a hands-on sort of program, and in here I see that you guys will be putting together some sort of energy efficiency kit to take home for people to take home and install. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, for these current programs that we're offering, there's various things like an LED light bulb, caulking guns and caulk, and then, I believe a reduced flow shower head, faucet aerator, and then a little thermometer to check the temperature of water, and several other things.
Very neat. So this is a pretty good class. People are going to want to be looking out for this. Now, if they are interested in coming, is there any pre-registration that they need to be concerned about?
Yes, they should pre-register. And probably the best thing is call their local extension office. If they should be able to get them in touch with the people that are scheduling programs.
Very good. Do you happen to know, is there a generalized deadline for this, or is it different in every county?
It will be different in every county. These will be held probably mostly in May and June, but it, again, will vary from one county to another. They won't be in every county, so there will be at least two programs in each of our extension regions.
Very good. So if somebody happens to live in a county where that extension office is not offering it, they can go to a different county and register for that course?
Sure. Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, it sounds to me like this is an excellent course people need to be looking into, especially with the summer months coming around. You know, those air conditioners, they can really bump up the price that you're paying for utilities if you're not aware of, things that are going on in your home and things that could help keep that in there. And like you said, weatherization, caulking, things like that. Is there anything else that you'd like to let listeners know?
No, I think you've covered it pretty well. I think it is important to mention that that we can have a lot of energy use during the air conditioning season. Many people think about it more during the winter, during the heating season, but we will be coming up soon on times that we'll be using air conditioning.
Absolutely. All right. And while we're on that, real quickly, I'm sorry. Will you guys be discussing some tips to help keep the home cool during the summer as well?
Sure. Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, thank you so much for talking to us today.